Welcome back to The Ticket with Steph and Mark. Now, each week, mum of three, which proves that she's good at this, and The Ticket's travel mum, Andrea Bailey, joins us to talk about the locations that make perfect trips for families. And this week, we are looking at Bavaria, South Germany, aren't we, Andrea?
Yes, we are.
Where are we going next?
So I'm thinking we'll talk about Nuremberg because this is another great place to visit. It's about an hour and 50 minutes by train from Munich, or by road even. So it's a great place because it's got a lot of history. There's obviously it's quite green as well. But this is a place that's actually good if your children are in school and studying about the World Wars and all of that. So this is where the Nazi rallies used to happen, and then the entire city was actually bombed. Then the famous trials actually took place there. So the Nuremberg trials are really famous, and that's where it happened. So this is another good place to be at. It's buzzing again, I would have to say, at Christmas market time, because that is the place, one of the best Christmas markets in the country of Germany. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
What makes it the best?
It's very traditional. It's little, family-owned like shops, and they're kind of passed down through the generations. So it's not commercial. You don't feel
lovely.
That. So it's very small town feel. So it's really homely, and you feel like you're really walking to someone's home. In fact, when you're actually passing the shop and looking at their stuff, because it's mostly handmade.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Yes, and the stuff is beautiful.
Yeah, let's get a youngster's perspective on those markets.
I love the Christmas markets because we went on Ferris wheels. We ate lots of sausages. And there was a place where there was activities for kids. We also heard the bells ring on top of the church. We bought lots of Christmas tree decorations.
Great memories.
Yeah. Been one of their best trips, actually. So.
One of their favourites.
Yes.
Do you know, I think it's nice as well. If, like you said before, if you are studying history at school, if you're little, it brings it to life. Like, there's no better way to teach your children history than to be somewhere and tell them the story,
walk them
right?
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Agree with you.
I'm still the same now, older. Like, I love history, and I get really excited about it when I'm in a place that you can actually feel it.
Yeah, it's true.
So, Nuremberg, definitely a winner. Definitely Christmas market time with the kids.
Yep.
And we're moving on to Dresden next, aren't we?
That's correct. So that's about 3 hours north of Nuremberg. Now, it's not technically South Germany, but I had to throw this one in because it's, again, a great place, especially during the winters and, again, the summers. So if you're planning an itinerary, then Munich, Nuremberg, Dresden, these are three places that I would suggest and recommend to visit with your children. Dresden's actually based on the banks of the Elbe River, so it's very lush, it's very green. And incidentally, I was just looking at some stats earlier today, and I found that 90%, and I didn't know that it was such a high stat, but 90% of travelers from the UAE actually travel to green places. So they travel to places that they want to relax. They have gardens that have mountains, that have, the landscapes. So this is a winner. I mean, you can't get better than this.
It's as green as it gets.
It is, yes. Yeah.
Now, Heidelberg, this is famous for science, isn't it, and universities?
That's correct. So this is actually Germany's oldest university city. So it's famous for the one big university that is there. But, of course, they do have other colleges and universities around. It is, again, one of the most beautiful cities. So it's definitely a place to stop at if you've got an extra few days.
University towns as well, always good for cheap food. Cheap, good food, aren't they?
That's correct.
And
yes,
a party every night.
Student. That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Stuttgart.
Yeah, so Stuttgart is interesting because it's got the population there is quite multicultural. It's and of course again it's green. There's lots of parks, so you can have your kids run around. It's quite iconic. The city districts are quite iconic. They've got mineral spa baths as well, so you can there's something for everyone. That would
summer.
Be for mum, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, so very lovely cities, very historical.
Correct.
But when it comes to activities for children, what's really stands out for you in this region?
So you've probably heard of Europa Park. Now, this is the second biggest park.
This is the thing, Andrea. Not having kids, me and Mark's kids being older, I've never heard of it.
No, Europa Park.
All right,
Park.
That's why I'm here, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so basically Europa Park is the second biggest park, theme park in Europe, just after, the one in Disneyland in Paris.
Yeah.
So this is actually very popular with the German population as well. And this is actually located in the southwest corner of Germany. So it's in a place called Rust, which is near Freiburg. And you actually can stay on the property as well. So you've got five resorts that are on you know, within the park.
That must be massive.
So it's a big one.
It's quite big. It's quite big.
Then the Black Forest, of course, as well as eating it, you can visit it.
That's where the cake comes from. Yes.
Is it really?
Yes, it's true. But I believe the cake there, I haven't been there myself yet, because I'm saving it for next time. But the cake there apparently tastes different from what we have here in Dubai called the Black Forest. So I don't know.
Does it taste
better? Find out.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's basically got its name. The forest has its name because of the, you know, the pine trees. And it's just kind of the inspiration that Brothers Grimm actually got for a lot of their stories. So again, something for children that, you know, like fairy tales. And
it sounds like a good place to tell ghost stories. Isn't it? The Black Forest.
You should see some of the pictures. Yeah. It is actually quite, you know, parts of it in the evening, I guess, at dusk.
Yeah, there's lots of hiking trails as well, and the walking and stuff.
Yes, correct. So there's like hundreds of miles of walking trails you can just explore. You can actually spend a lot of time in the little towns as well that make these cuckoo clocks.
Yeah.
Again, that's a very, very famous, export out of there, I would say.
They are so expensive. Have you ever looked at how much they cost, cuckoo clocks?
Are they, do you?
It will blow you away. Like, a simple little cuckoo clock, you could be looking at 2,000 dirhams.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all handmade, so I guess. And again, it's not a, you know,
kills me
commercial
though.
Commercial business.
The kind of kitsch, aren't they? They're the kind of thing you want on your wall in between your pictures. But you're not it's not like a lifetime thing.
Correct.
I was shocked at the price of cuckoo clocks.
Yeah. But it's a nice place. I mean, this is a good place to spend about maybe 2 to 3 days. You could actually just, you know, slow the pace down, stop at the little villages, you know, spend the night.
Take the kids hiking. We were talking about this earlier, Andrea.
Yes, I heard that.
Exercise on holiday.
Yes.
Do kids like exercise when they go on holiday?
Mine, not a lot, no. They love eating though, so it's all about the food, you know. But we do try and get them to walk. They do actually walk more on holidays, on our holidays, than they do back in Dubai.
Now, where to stay if we head down to this region? What are some of the, you know, places that you would recommend?
So, of course, Munich and Dresden. I mean, Munich, of course, being a bigger city, you'd have a lot more options in terms of accommodation. So you've got your little 3-star hotels with, you know, smaller establishments. But then, of course, you've got the 4 stars, like your Holiday Inns and your Sheratons. So that would set you back about maybe $120 a night for a family of 2 adults, 2 children. Of course, the luxury segment, you've got the Mandarin Oriental, you've got Sofitel and the Hilton Group as well in Munich. The Steigenberger is another big chain within Germany. So Dresden, Stuttgart, you know, Lake Constance. This is where you would spend maybe starting from about $350 a night, again, for a family of 4.
Mm-hmm. I know the Steigenberger because I keep hearing the adverts.
There's
on
There's one here. In fact, we're going to be talking. Yes. We're talking to them at 8 a.m.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, Steigenberger.
They're a lovely group, yeah.
Yeah, now, when's the best time to go, Andrea?
Well, that's debatable now. I'm going to say, because I personally love the Christmas market, so I'm going to say my favorite time was winter.
Yeah.
But, of course, Germany is a year-round destination, as you know. So spring break, when you see the flowers in bloom, you know, summer break, of course, is really popular because it doesn't get hot. Autumn, of course, because it's shoulder season and you've got the prices that are slightly lower than the summer. And, of course, it's a great time to see the leaves and the trees, you know, the colors changing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I guess it's a year-round destination, really. It depends on what...
With summer,
like
though,
you
do have to book early, don't you? Because it's peak time.
That's
so if you want to get the best hotels and cheap flights, you got to look at it
you
early.
You have to look at it at least 2 to 3 months in advance.
All right. Yeah. Very quickly, how we're going to get there and visas.
Yes, so for a lot of nationalities, you would actually require Schengen visas, which are not difficult to get. You can apply you know, in Dubai very easily. And, of course, getting there, you have Emirates, you have connectivity with Etihad, Lufthansa that fly in daily to Munich and Frankfurt. So those would be your 2 main airports in the south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not difficult.
We have to have your top tip. You always have a good
top
one.
Top tip.
Always.
Yeah, so this time I would say I'd focus on Munich, maybe, like a big city here. It would make sense if you're actually spending some time there to actually pick up the tourist city card that gives you access to the local transport, as well as attractions, discounts on attractions that you would go around and look at. So if you're going to the Oktoberfest Museum, you're going to the Olympic Park, you know, and just around the area, then you can actually use this card to get the discounts, which works great if you're a family of more than 2.
Fantastic. And where would you get the card from?
You could buy it at the tourist offices locally. Yeah, so that would be they have a lot of information kiosks all over the place, so it's not difficult to get.
And I think when you're traveling with more than 2 people, if you've got a family in tow,
yes,
you want to be
saving
money.
Some money.
Where you can, right?
Yeah. True.
Brilliant. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Thanks for having me, Steph.
The blog will be up on DubaiEye1038.com a little bit later on today if you want to follow any of Andrea's travel advice, tips for Germany today. We're going to see you next week. Do you know what you're going to be talking about yet?
Yes, I think we're covering Singapore next week. So Singapore. It's going to be a good one. Yes.
Cool. Fantastic, Andrea. We'll see you then.